It's now time for the most engaging and superlative 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another audacious edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. Now, I promised a significant rebound after an abnormal performance the previous week where I went 1-4. Did my guarantee come to fruition? Let's review the tape. Give me MSU over Rutgers 30-19.
Thorne lets it fly. Touchdown. What a pass. And Reed pulls it in.
Give me Michigan over Nebraska 42-13.
Play action, back to pass, wide open. J.J. McCarthy fires to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Wolverines.
Logic says, give me the Bears over the Lions 29-24.
The Bears.
Fields pressured. Fields hit from behind. He's going down. Oh. No, he stayed up. Fields, no, he's going down. Get him down. Get him down. Sacked. Three tries. Third time was the charm.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
Perhaps you may be able to help solve a mystery.
What's going on here? Who are these Detroit Lions? The last time the Lions came back to win from a 14-point fourth quarter deficit, your esteemed host was a high school sophomore jamming to this song by the Breeders and unsure where life would lead. The one constant, the Lions continue to frustrate me. Yet, somehow, someway, last Sunday, they found a way to win and ruin my bid for a perfect week. Well played, Dan Campbell. So my overall record improves a bit to 30-13. An improvement, yes, but not perfection. You know I strive for perfection, and I have a sensation this week that perfection is on the horizon. Here are my picks. The Michigan State Spartans play their final home game of the year in East Lansing this Saturday when they play host to lowly Indiana with kickoff at noon. It's going to be a cold and miserable day at Spartan Stadium, so you just know the Hoosiers don't want to be there. Indiana, by the way, has the worst pass defense in the Big Ten, so look for Peyton Thorpe and Jaden Reed to connect for a few more scores to help make Michigan State bowl eligible. Give me MSU over Indiana 34-14. The third-ranked Michigan Wolverines also play their final home game of the season at the Big House this Saturday when they take on number 21 Illinois. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11 on 790 News Radio WSGW. Now, I've told you throughout the season, this is the best Michigan team in decades, at least talent-wise. The Wolverines are dominating everyone in their wake. Teams know Michigan's passing game isn't all that dynamic, but Michigan continues to run all over its opponents. I expect the Maize and Blue to easily get 4 yards per carry in this game. However, I also expect this one to be a touch closer as the Wolverines will play close to the vest ahead of their big showdown in Columbus next week. Still, the Wolverines overwhelm in this one. Give me Michigan over Illinois 33-13. And finally, your never say die Detroit Lions look to win their third straight game when they visit the 7-2 New York Giants on Sunday with kickoff at 1. Dan Campbell did indeed prove me wrong by winning his first road game last week as Lions head coach. And you know what? You have to say it's obvious. This team just loves playing for Campbell despite some of his coaching flaws. Detroit's riding high going into this game after their comeback win in Chicago last week, but they're going up against a Giants team with a solid defense, especially in the red zone. So it's imperative that the Lions control the ball and put up some points because that Giants offense led by Daniel Jones really isn't all that prolific. However, Detroit must account for star running back Saquon Barkley. There's some who think Detroit can do it again. I'm not there just yet. Prove me wrong, Lions. Give me the G-Men over the Lions 23-21.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is an annoying blabbermouth.
So I've got MSU over Indiana, Michigan over Illinois, and the G-Men over the Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.